This is Train for Trade Skills Radio with Tom Jinx.
Steve Wicks, I'm on the electrical course week two.
Hi, Steve.
Hi there.
So, Steve, let's start by finding out a bit about you then. What were you doing before training for trade skills?
I actually worked in the city for a merchant bank for 12 years, doing computers development, and just had enough and I needed to get out of it.
So have you always been interested in electrics then?
Actually, when I first left school, I did an apprenticeship for radio rentals and learned how to repair TVs and videos. And it's been a long time now, so I stopped, lost contact with it. So I just wanted to get back into it again.
Have you got any electrical experience you've been getting outside of your course?
Not based on domestic electrical work, no. No, it was a long time ago. When I first left school, I had some experience. I got City and Guild 222, which I think is worthless nowadays.
So you're on your practical training at the moment.
Yeah.
How's that going? Yeah.
Oh, very well. Yeah, very interesting. Yeah, I do like it. Hands-on, you know, getting my hands dirty, you know, putting in cabling and, you know, wire up light circuits and sockets. It's been really good.
What would you say your favourite part of the course has been so far then?
Definitely the practical. Yeah, theory is hard work, but you just got to go for it. You've got to solve it. You need it to understand it and to be able to do it properly. So, yeah, I say practical's a good side, but you've got to do the theory with it.
Talking about the theory, how have you found the studying at home part of the course then?
It's been hard, but if you what I try and do is I put aside a couple of hours on a Saturday and a Sunday and try and just make sure I do it. And then if I keep on top of the modules, it works, but you just got to keep pushing.
What advice would you give to someone who wants to do what you're doing and retrain as an electrician?
It's just if it's something that interests you, then do it. You know, it's worth it. In the end, I think you'll find that, yeah, with all the work and everything, it's definitely worth it.
So what are your plans then when you've finished your course? If I had to say, where do you want to be in a year's time, what's your answer? Well,
what I would like to do is, because I've got a good computer background, what I would like to do is bring the two together and actually look at that home automation. It does appeal, so I'll probably work with someone to start with and then consider going my own way.
So, Steve, if you had to sum up your whole course, your whole experience so far with Train for Trade Skills, what would you say?
It's been very good.
That's great, Steve. Thank you for joining us.
Okay, thank you.
For more information, please visit www.trainfortradeskills.com.